right now, we're going to switch gears and see if we can check in with Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, who is still out on maternity leave. So if you hear a little Lucy in the background, that's because she's got to take care of little Lucy. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So what's happening with the checking in with Chelsea, checkinginwithchelsea.com, and I understand the addition that we helped a little bit on is pretty much complete there.
Yes, it is. Very excited about having a second bathroom in our house. It's life-changing, if you will. So that's a lot of fun, and glad to have that have it completed. This month, my featured video is about a Dutch door. Do you know what a Dutch door is?
Oh yeah, yeah. We
absolutely.
I think you know the first thing people that are a little older would think about is
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. There you
Mr.
go.
Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Ed would stick his head in the old Dutch door, and did he talk? Did Mr. Ed talk, or did he? I can't remember.
Of course he spoke.
Talked.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
I was going to say, it was pretty boring.
That's the whole point.
Pretty boring show if he didn't, I guess. But those
just staring at the horse for 30 minutes.
Those that may not know what a Dutch door is, Chelsea, tell us about it.
It's basically a door that's cut in half horizontally, and you can open the top half and the bottom half separately. But what I did was, you think about summertime, and you're using all your yard tools, and you're storing them in your shed. I created a Dutch door for a shed, and I used this particular shed had siding. It's just a wood siding shed, and I created two gates with some gate kits and 2x4s, and created a Dutch door for the shed out of that. And all the details are on my website in a video right now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. But it's just a really cute and quaint way to add a little character to your shed.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And a lot of times when you have the real practical way of using those is, you might want a little air in the house so you can open up that top thing to get a little air circulating, but still keep the pups in, the dogs in or whatever, or children as in the case.
Kids.
Yeah, or kids.
Keep
the
kids out.
Yeah, or keep the kids out. So, that's a great way to go. Well, that sounds good. And also you're sharing a few things about the addition that you just completed on your website as well, right?
That's right, yeah. I have a video on the vanity that I completed and installed in our bathroom, and then I'll be sharing some pictures once I take them.
Good. I'll tell you, when you think about using tile in your bathroom, Chelsea did a very, very cool thing there, very innovative in using a subway-type tile. It was kind of a glass tile, wasn't it, Chelsea?
It looks glass, but it's actually what they call hand-pressed. So
yeah.
And
it looks really good in using it across the entire vanity. It ties right into the stand-up shower, and then mounting a mirror as well as lights on top of it really gave it a nice look. I was concerned, because it is a very small bathroom, I was concerned that it would really make it look even smaller, but it definitely didn't do that as well. It really looked spacious in there.
Yeah, it adds a little pizzazz.
That's right. So, Joe, next time you're in town, we'll have to drop by and see some of her handiwork and some great design ideas over there as well.
Yeah, because I'm tired of going to the bathroom at Danny's house because there's no pizzazz in the bathroom. So I'll have to swing by Chelsea's. Brandon will say, "What are you doing? You're here again." I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I want some pizzazz."
Drive down the street, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, certainly want to encourage everybody to drop by, checkinginwithchelsea.com. A lot of things happening there. Many, many videos, blog entries, pictures, a lot of other things that'll definitely give you a little inspiration on some of the smaller projects that you might want to tackle around your home. Tell Lucy I said hello and all the other kids, and we'll be checking in with you soon, Chelsea.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.